Stroud fakes, pumps, pocket collapsing, he fumbled the football. Dorian Williams jumped on it, it's still loose. Do the Bills have it? Yes, they do, says the referee. Dorian Williams all over the football. DeJuan Smoot forced the fumble.
Really nice job there by the defense. Dorian Williams played a nice game yesterday. Although I know that the lack of communication at the end of the game, their Bills only had 10 guys in the field until he showed up late. He got on the field with time, you know, to spare. So they didn't snap it with only 10 guys. The Texans, that is. But he played a good game yesterday. Dwayne Carter was also excellent. But I did have some arrows up. Williams and Carter made both of those at WGR550.com. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We are live on Facebook as well, the WGR Facebook page. We are loaded with phone calls. I love it. I love seeing the phone banks lit up like this. We'll get to all of you. I want to waste no time and do that. But I just want to say, how come we're not like this when the Bills win? You got to be loading them up when the Bills win, too. The losing brings out people who want to vent, and I get it. So, as always, just want to remind you, here's how the show works on a Monday. I don't have guests and interviews and things like that. I go to phone calls. I bring you on. Just have a thoughtful contribution to the show. You can be mad. You can vent. You can have a question. You can have a comment. You can agree. You can disagree. Whatever it is, floor is yours, and that means Alex is up next to do that. Hi, Alex. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
We are the only girl at an all-boys high school, and we're going to be the prom queen. The division is absolutely terrible. I can't believe that we lose two games in a row, and our odds of winning the division probably went up. I'm starting to see some things. Houston, 2017, Josh Allen. We're rolling to the right. I'm starting to see a lot of it, and I'm starting to see him go back 10, 15 yards. I just feel like he's starting to regress a little bit. And I hear a lot of things about the wide receiver separation. We knew going into this season that Josh Allen didn't have a lot of reps with these wide receiver group. The only person he threw passes to last year was Shakir, Kincaid, and Cook, and Knox. And it was barely Knox, and we don't even know where Knox.
There's only one wide receiver on that list, by the way, Shakir.
Correct. Exactly, right? It was supposed to be a different option. When we drafted Kincaid, we're like, okay, is this the second coming of Kelsey? And we really haven't. I feel like all of the talent that we bring in from Nyheim Hines and all these guys, we still don't seem a way of capturing to bringing out what they do best. And I feel like Kincaid is a true number one tight end, but we just haven't. He's a matchup nightmare. We're just not getting it to the next level because I think he's still using to block. Our offensive line needs work. You know, we've done some moving around by moving McGovern to center, and I think it's actually giving us the A-gaps are becoming a problem. I don't think we have a wide receiver separation issue. I think we have an offensive line buying Josh Allen time issue. And when Josh Allen doesn't have time, something snaps in his decision-making, and all of a sudden he gets on tilt. All right? The Texans gave us every opportunity to win that game. Robert Woods had a Buffalo Bills jersey on yesterday. All right? The Bills did everything in their chance to just – the Texans gave us the ball in bad field position. We took over the we turned them over, and we couldn't finish it. We couldn't finish the thing. So I think the wide receiver separation, 3 weeks ago, everybody eats. Everything is great. There's no problem. We actually have a problem where we don't know who to feed. Now we have nobody to feed. What happened?
Yeah, listen, the guards were a problem yesterday, for sure. And the offensive line has not had – a great couple of weeks here on the road where I thought they were really good the first few weeks. They did run the ball well yesterday and actually over 5 yards a carry, but your overall point, and by the way, I just want to touch on the rolling right. It's a good observation, Alex, by you, because it is something that teams have done now more, which is don't let Josh Allen roll right. You know what they're doing? They're bringing pressure from that side to force him to kind of step back, as you say, you know what I mean? But you retreat a little bit. They're doing that. They're not biting on play action. There was a boot yesterday where Josh Allen booted out to the right side. There was an uncovered rusher, but that's by design on a bootleg. It just didn't bite. And Josh had to get rid of it. Couldn't do anything. Team, the book is out. You don't want him rolling right because he will kill you. Well, guess what? Feel pressure in his face rolling right, you know, and you just force him to kind of have to extend. Yes, he can have a play like he did in Baltimore, but generally that's not going to happen. So that's something teams are focusing in on. Thanks a lot, Alex. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to John in Las Vegas. Hi, John. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal, how you doing, man? I talk to you all the time, but, you know, I'm not going to be one of those first-time callers because I'm talking to you all the time.
You got it, buddy. I know. I know your voice, and I love when you call. Go ahead.
So, hey, Sal, I just got a couple things. I'm listening this morning, and I'm listening to more of the coaching blunders that we constantly have with just one play a game. I don't really think Sean McDermott the entire game. I just think it's a one-play situational game of football with him where I think he falls kind of flat and he tries to do things for the popular opinion instead of doing things for the right of the team. When it comes to, like, Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper...
Well, wait a minute. I didn't agree with that part because the popular opinion was certainly not to throw the ball yesterday. I would put it a different way, John. I agree that there's been too many of these. My way of putting it would be, I think it's over-analysis sometimes. I think it's thinking too much about and then getting... kind of not seeing the forest through the trees, and that's why you have a too many men on the field against Denver. You have a guy not getting on late. The whatever happened with 13 seconds, I think that is what has happened here sometimes.
Yeah, and honestly, Sal, that is a way better way to put that. Yeah, it is exactly that. And just the Devontae Adams, the Amari Cooper stuff, everybody's calling. They're saying, maybe we should go out for wide receiver. I'm thinking more towards next year where, you know, we have so much more ability to do things next year, and why not push to get ourselves up with draft capital up into the first round, maybe deeper into the first round, to where we can pick up a wide receiver who's young instead of trying to go after a 30 or 32-year-old receiver.
How do you do that, though?
By
tanking the rest of the year?
No. By utilizing your 2 second-round picks to maybe move up a little bit in the first round.
Yeah, but here's the thing, John. The deals like that never happen now. Those are off-season moves, and maybe that's what you're saying. But, I mean, people see that there's still a chance to have a good season here and win this division, and that's why people are talking about improving the team now.
Yeah, but a 30-year-old receiver?
No, I get that. I understand. I understand if you don't want him. What I'm saying is, though, anything you want to do for next year, that's got to happen in the offseason.
Right, and that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Let's look towards next year for that, and let's try to figure out what we can do this year.
I got you.
And a lot of the things that I don't understand is we're going 5 yards a rush, and we still are having him throw 30 times, and he only completes 9 passes. I just don't understand. Run the ball. I know we were down 17-3, but we're in that game. We're not even out of it yet, and we're already going to the pass, having Josh Allen rush out to the right-hand side. He's got constant pressure on the right-hand side because nobody wants him to run out to the right. So what does he do? Instead of staying in the pocket, he gets flushed out of the pocket to the right-hand side. He's taking unnecessary hits now. It's like, get the ball down the field or by staying in the pocket or run the ball with James Cook or have some more dump-off passes and no more of these screens, which is driving me insane.
Well, there's a lot there. I have 2 questions for you before you go, okay? Number one, how about my Syracuse Orange beating UNLV out at Las Vegas, okay? What a great game that was. Amazing game.
Unbelievable game.
Okay, number two, I have to ask you, John. You're in Las Vegas, which means it's 7:41 in the morning. Who the hell is running a weed whacker at 7:40 a.m. in Vegas behind you?
And you know what's funny, Sal? We have all artificial grass, so I don't even know what they do.
I know. What are you doing? Go tell that person to get to bed. It's too early. People are sleeping, man.
Too early.
Hey, thanks, John.
Yeah, Sal, sweet talking to you.
All right, you got it, buddy. You got it. What the hell's going on there? It's 7:40 in the morning. It's weed whacker going on in the background in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the desert. Somebody had a good night in Vegas. Going to fire up that weed whacker at 7:40 a.m., baby. They say that you, it is actually, if you go to the Vegas airport, you fly into McCarran Airport, when you're going down the escalator, there is a sign that says AM and PM are interchangeable or AM and PM don't. That is correct. Somebody has no idea what time it is out there running that weed whacker. Bob on a cell. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, you know what? That previous car before the one, it actually stole a lot of my thunder.
Okay.
And I was going to say the same thing. A couple points I wanted to make, and tell me if you disagree. Obviously, we're having some tough time in our pass protection schemes. Josh being flushed out. There's a lot of free rushers. I think there was many instances I saw in that game, especially in the first half, that Allen's mechanics are off. There was one play, and I forgot who it was. It could have been Holland in the middle of the field. He was flushed. There was nobody around him. He did not set his feet. His toes were pointed towards the sideline. He threw across his body, and he threw maybe 10, 5 yards behind the receiver.
I remember.
So I think
that's a tough throw. But we're just so used to seeing Josh make it. You know what I mean?
Right. And then I look at that. You know, a lot of people are talking about you know, our lack of talent at receiver. I mean, when you look at Kansas City, you know, they got Kelce. It was been kind of a non-factor. They lost Rashid Rice. They don't have a ton of talent, but they're scheming up these receivers a lot better than we are. Maybe their protection's better. But I did want to ask you one question, and this has been boggling my mind for almost 2 years now. Greg Cosell was on, was talking to, I think, Chris and Steve, and he said that he fully expected when Dalton Kincaid was drafted, they would use him similarly to the way that they use Kelce. Now, I think in many instances, when you see Mahomes and Kelce go at it, they have a rapport. He's isolated on the far side of the field, completely by himself. And they toy with defenders. I don't see them using Kincaid in that fashion, which I think that they could be very effective if they get him lined up on a linebacker, single covered by a safety. I don't think anybody could stay with him. I'm really tired, like the last caller said, of seeing us continuing to run the same ineffective plays with Samuel on the sidelines. I don't know what we're trying to do with him. We have some scheming problems on offense. I think that's a big problem. So I just want to get your take on it.
Okay, Bob, first of all, let me say, we went from weed whackers in Vegas to crickets with Bob. I don't know what you're doing over there, Bob, but you got crickets in the background. It's great. I mean, you're like overnight somewhere. Bob's camping. Bob's camping. He's calling. I love it, Bob. All right, second of all, the Kansas City comp you said about receivers and scheming them. I mean, I just look. Now, granted, they have not played a full game yet without Rashee Rice. They'll do that tonight. But other than Rice, Xavier Worthy's the only wide receiver catching any passes. 9. And then you go Noah Gray. No. Isaiah Pacheco. No. Justin Watson. No. Samaje Perine. No. Juju has 2. That's it. So they're not. I mean, they have like one guy they go to. And then Xavier Worthy sprinkled in. But they have other guys. There's really no difference. Kansas City's not doing it any really different than what the Bills are trying to do and haven't been able to do it, you know, with the other guys around them. I would say this, Bob, to your question about Cosell, it is, yes, of course. I think that's what the Bills are trying to do. I think they are trying to create those matchups. And the scheming was great over the first, you know, through 3 games, at least the better part of it, especially in week 3, obviously. But obviously, it's not working right now. Look, you have to win one-on-one too, and there's only so much. You can try and scheme, and I do think that has to be better. There's no doubt. I'm not absolving Joe Brady from that at all. But you got to have guys that can win as well, and that's just hurting the team right now. And as far as, you know, the pass protection and all of that, which the last couple callers touched on, I said it earlier. Because receivers can't get open early and aren't getting separation, teams are playing more man-to-man, and they're going to blitz Josh, and he's going to be under duress. He's going to have to make decisions. So thanks, Bob. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your camping wherever you are here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We are not camping. We are taking a timeout. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. Got a lot of phone calls on the bank, on the line. We'll do that. We'll get to sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, everything in the next hour, and we'll start looking ahead to the next game against the New York Jets, which the Bills hopefully will be able to – we can all kind of turn the page here as the week goes on. But today – very frustrating. I get it. We're taking your phone calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Catholic Health Buffalo Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And of course, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.